Well, I entitled my message this morning, Missing. And I'm basing it on Luke chapter 15. We've been in Luke's gospel from the lectionary for quite a while and all about the teachings of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 15, there's the story of the lost sheep, the story of the lost coin, the story of the lost son. But I only want to focus on 15, 1 through 10, and then later in my message, I'll focus on the lost son. New Living Translation says this, Luke 15, 1 through 10. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. They made the Pharisees and the teacher of religious law complain that he was associating with such despicable people, even eating with them. So he used this illustration. If you had 100 sheep and one of them strayed away and was lost in the wilderness, wouldn't you leave the 99 others to go and search for that lost one until you found it? And then you would joyfully carry it home on your shoulders, and when you arrive, you would call together your friends and neighbors to rejoice with you because your lost sheep was found. In the same way, heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Verse 8. Or suppose a woman who has 10 valuable silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and look in every corner of the house and sweep every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her because she has found her lost coin. In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.